Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
I don't know how much, Monica or JR, you know about this, but this is in USA Today that wild monkeys are taking over Florida. And they are, well, you've heard about the story in Silver Springs, are but they're saying they've got numbers now.
Taking over.
They're starting to become out of control, so and they got to figure out what to do with these rhesus macaques.
They're throwing people out of their homes and they're taking over people's houses.
Well, it's close.
We're talking Planet of the Apes. Is that what we're talking?
Taking over the clubhouses and the condo developments.
Yeah, I kind of find that hard to believe.
They are very adaptable and smart. And they go around in groups known as troops. So they're trying to get a count on it, but it's difficult because they've been growing so much. And their range is like 3,000 miles. So they could be anywhere at any time. And there's a great picture of a guy.
What do you mean that range?
In Ocala, they have a traveling range of 3,000 miles.
So from?
Over time.
From Tampa to L.A.
Yeah. If there's like one monkey and looking for another troop and he hasn't found him, he can keep going. He's got 3,000 miles on him.
How's he get there? Something? Hitchhike?
Oh, or just going along 3,000 miles.
Wait, how was that? Oh my God, that's great. And the arms and everything.
Yeah, that just happened.
Well, picture how they go. I mean, they don't take a plane. They just be monkeys and they just make their time and they go and it takes a little time, but they got a big range.
What kind are they? Are they the kind I like to say?
Rhesus macaques. Yep. Non-native.
Okay.
And there's a great picture in Ocala of 50 of them in this guy's yard getting food from like a deer feeder.
Are you allowed to shoot them?
No.
That's what I was wondering. How do you control them?
What are you going to do with a dead monkey? No.
Well, wait.
You're going to throw it away.
When you have too many deer, they can have what is called a cull?
Yeah.
Is that what they call it?
Okay, but you also
can
eat the meat.
The herd.
You eat the meat and you have meat after you kill the deer. You're not going to eat a monkey, so what are you going to do with it? You're eating monkey.
You can.
You're eating macaque.
A rhesus macaque, a monkey. Macaque nuggets. You can have macaque nuggets.
I think the possibilities are endless. Yeah, it's me.
Macaque nuggets. That's great.
You want the 10-pack or the 30-pack?
Dude, I'm smelling food truck.
Ew. That's not a hot dog. That's
fried macaques.
Mm-mm.
So then that's the question, because there's a lot. It started with three monkeys back in the 30s trying to do like make it feel like a resort and a tourism thing. They brought them over from Asia and Florida. Mm-hmm. And then they brought three more like 16 years later. And now look what's happened. And now there's like tens and maybe hundreds of them. And they are unable to track them, they're saying. And people objected to them putting collars on them to track them. Well, that's dumb.
Does not an epidemic make.
Well, they're saying it's becoming a huge problem. And they breed like rabbits almost.
Who's they?
The people who know these things.
Oh, okay.
They are not able to keep track of how many monkeys there are. They have an estimate, but they're like, we're really not sure, and there's no way to predict where they're going to go.
But
once again,
the monkeys,
Rogers bogged down in facts.
Well, bro, that's what it says. USA Today, right here.
But are the monkeys violent? Are they going to hurt a human being?
They can be. If you, if they feel like you're in their territory, just like we saw that video like in the last couple of weeks at Silver Springs Park, where the people were just there, standing there, and the monkeys felt they invaded a little bit, and so they started hissing and growling at them, and then the monkeys backed off. But
technically, we are absolutely, this is their space. They are the animals. We built over their land, and so they're right.
So what's your solution to that?
Just let them be. Do their thing.
We should
thing.
All leave?
Just, no, let them be. Just
go
don't bother them.
Go back to where we all came from?
Hold on.
Taking a plane in an hour.
We have the monkeys on the phone.
Here we come.
I didn't even know they could sing.
They're talented.
They sure are. Here they come. Who's going to want to kick them out? They're even harmonious.
Right.
They're just trying to be
friends. Watch
ducks. Oh, no. They can play instruments, but they still throw their poo. We can't have that.
All right. So, you see, I don't really think it's that much of a problem. They're entertaining as hell.
Yeah. Look, everyone has an English accent.
I think, once again, Roger, you're overreacting to fake news.
I don't think so.
Well, it's not even monkeys, it's horses. I misread. I was almost positive it was monkeys.
It says it right here. It's not Rhesus macaca horses. It's feral Rhesus macaca monkeys roaming Central Florida.
They're everywhere. I completely misread. It was a truck overturned with Reese's Pieces.
No, I didn't.
I apologize for causing alarm.
Isn't that amazing?
That makes no sense, Brett. That's not what it says.
That's unbelievable.
Officials at the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, what would they have to do with Reese's Pieces? It's about Reese's macacas monkeys.
I don't know. You just need better reading comprehension, I guess.
Not at all. That's exactly what the story is about.
Listen, we just had them on the phone. They seem like nice monkeys.
Great TV show.
Jake on line two. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, you got to kill those monkeys. Have you ever seen a chimpanzee attack a human? It goes right for the genitals. It'll rip your genitals off.
It'll rip your face off.
They're not chimpanzees. They're the rhesus. Rhesus.
What are they? They're rhesus macacus.
What you got to do is you got to get a .22 and you just got to go for headshots. Jeez. Just gonna blow them out of the trees. You gotta kill those damn monkeys. Kill the monkeys.
And hopefully you don't shoot your neighbors. Thanks, Jake.
Sounds like Clint Eastwood this
right.
guy. Get off my tree.
Rips your macaco off.
One dead macaca. Two dead macacas. Scott's on line one. Hello, Scott.
Yes, sir. You guys are killing me with macacus. It's called a macaque.
Don't say you guys.
Oh.
It's only one guy throwing the name around.
Oh.
All right. That's true. That's true. It was only one of you, but it's a macaque.
Sorry. I thought that was the right way to say it. How do you say it?
Macaque.
How do we know that? How is that?
Because it was.
Macaque.
Google it.
I thought it was macaques. Reese's macaque.
It's spelled macaque. Yes, it's a macaque.
All right.
Okay.
Well, listen.
What? All of a sudden, everybody's a stickler for pronunciation.
Right?
No kidding.
I'm saying. How do you
all
know?
You linguists.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Michelle on line three. Go ahead.
Oh, my God. You guys, that bit was hysterical. I almost peed my pants when I'm trying to drive. We have to remember that they're wild animals. They are wild animals.
Right.
Leave them alone. We leave birds alone, right? Leave the monkeys alone.
Thank you, Michelle.
Here's a question, Michelle. If you leave these, what did he say it was? Macaque monkeys alone. And they become 1,000, and they're in your yard. They might attack a kid. They're eating your plants, your bushes. They're in your garbage.
Can
now, what do you think?
We open them up once a year to macaque hunting season if we have to.
Oh,
or
now you're making sense.
We scientifically use birth control on them. I mean, we do it with deer up in the Northeast. So why
How are you
going
to put a condom on a monkey? That's just not. Imagine her trying to make them hold them still.
It's
not happening.
Control in the arm.
My guess is they pull it right off anyway.
Make them have an IUD.
Nuva ring, she said.
All right.
And it's a banana.
You guys are great this morning.
Thank you, Michelle. We're great most days.
I don't know how you stop them.
You just let them be.
I honestly don't care how you stop them.
It's normal for anything that's overrun.
I've never seen one. And I've been here for how long? And I've never seen one.
Won't be long. They said they're spreading out. It's not just a Popka. It's not just Central Florida. They're starting to spread around now.
Then just leave it alone.
Before you know it, they'll be playing in your neighborhood.
I tell you what, they can take bullets, huh? They keep on singing.
They're immune to bullets, like Superman.
You know what we got to do? I know how to get rid of these monkeys.
Oh.
We got to send Funk Flex after them.
Oh,
that's right, monkeys, move! We're not playing anymore.
You know where they're coming next.
Pinellas Park.
Yep.
Pointing up and down 19, son.
That's right.
Done. Get them monkeys. Bye, monkey. Macaca, watch. Macaca's in Pinellas Park. It's crazy up in here, son.
They're going to be everywhere, Funk. Then what do you do? on roofs and trees and your mailbox. They'll be all over the place.
Run! Run, son, I'm serious! This monkey problem's too much! Oh, snap, he's on my back!
Oh, snap.
You'll be the macaque commissioner of Pinellas Park?
Whatever! Just get him out! Maybe by explosion, we'll, my sound effect will make him run away.
Maybe.
That's it, up and down the street. They hate this sound.
Yeah, I'm sure they do. Well, it's a good idea. Funk
but
Flex.
But damn, they're a good band.
From Macaque Commissioner.
I love these guys, though. Davy Jones, son, R.I.P.
Well, Monica, you may not want to hear it, but that may be the next step eventually. It may be another year or so, but there's going to be too many at some point, and that's what you're going to hear about.
I'm going to mark this down. It is July 20th, and in July 20th of next year, I'm going to say, hey, Rod, remember that story?
Right.
Monkey well, I've gotten free. Fired before then.
Oh, okay. I'm hunting you down.
Yep. It'll be the hunt for Macaque. That's what it'll be.
Macaque.
No, that guy. That's not what that guy
said.
No,
he said Macaque.
He said Macaque.
Oh, the hunt for Macaque.
It's Macaque.
There you go. That's what it'll be. Only matter of time if you don't do anything about it. Well, Roger and JP. On the bone. Real Raw Radio. Be right back.
It disappeared with time. It never made much sense.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise. Having fun in the sun or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.